It's time for JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Up and running on a Tuesday morning. How you doing, Nashville? WNSR, JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook. Inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Great to have you along with us. Had a lot of, first of all, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, John. Good morning.
Back at you, brother.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Is today like National Something Day? It's probably National Something Day, right? We can look that up.
Yeah, we'll have to give that a Google.
Yeah, we'll Google it.
Yep.
A lot of activity going on outside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, no?
It's a hustling and bustling area.
Well, apparently there's that building that's being built right next door, and I guess today must be the day that they're installing power because the NES truck is out there, and it's kind of blocking things a little bit, so I had to be a little judicious about how I parked, and you are hopefully not going to be trapped here all day.
Yeah, well, to be completely honest, I hope the folks at Publix get to see me a little bit later today, because I just might be here at WNSR all afternoon.
You tell Damon King to take the day off, and then you can produce the McFarlane's.
Tell him to go put a couple apples up on the shelves. And But yes,
can you imagine walking through Publix and there's Damon King, orange, all orange, head to toe?
Yeah, they would not be happy with his uniform.
Yeah. You know, stacking mangoes and apples and oranges.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. So, so all that's going on. And today is baggy day for the Nashville Predators. Boy, I'll tell you, doing what I do for a living in the TV side of things, very inconvenient times today. They're going to make the players available at 4 o'clock. And then, so you're going to do about an hour of Q&A with the players.
What are they doing all day?
And then 5 o'clock is when Trotsky and Bruno are going to have their year ender. It's like, can't you bump that to say 1 o'clock for the players, 2 o'clock for Trotsky and Bruno?
Yeah, I mean, they must be having an end of the year party.
I mean, I feel guilty. I'm off TV today. I'm kind of inclined to maybe ask Brian and Steve, do you guys need help today?
Okay.
So I don't know. We'll see. I do have some stuff I have to do later today. But anyway.
So today is, this is from the National Day calendar. It is National Foster Care Month. I don't know why. It's also on May 7th.
Okay.
And National Tourism Day.
Oh, well. We're in the perfect city for that, are we not?
Plenty of that, I think, John.
I went out. I was actually midtown to watch the Knicks game last night. And we'll get into that, believe me. And I ran into some really nice tourists. I ran into two sets of tourists. I was at Slider House. Dr. Detroit wasn't there because he didn't want to see me after my Yankees spanked his Tigers and swept them last weekend. Shout out, Dr. D. I hope you're well.
I mean, you probably took the shirt off his back after this weekend.
Yeah.
John, ain't got nothing left.
Yeah, he wasn't going to come in with his Al Kaline jersey and a gold ring on every finger. Dr. D's a baller, man. Don't let him fool you. That dude is a baller and a half. But I ran into two sets of tourists. I ran into three nice people from Southern California.
Okay.
And then I met a really nice couple from New York City. And I had my Yankee cap on. He had his Yankee cap on. He was like, "Ah, you're a Yankee fan." You know, I can't even do it in a New York accent anymore because I've been living here so long. And so we were chatting up and having a good time. So I don't know where I was going with that story, but
it's National Tourism Day.
Okay, so listen, if you're listening to us and you're in town and you're not from Nashville, you're here for the week, you're here to party, here for business, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to Nashville. It's great to have you here. Spend your money, boost our economy, and then get the hell out.
Right.
Because
it's full here. As you'll find out, it's full.
Our cup runneth over. Yes. Okay. We're happy to have you here. Enjoy the live music. Enjoy Broadway. Enjoy the Johnny Cash Museum, Country Music Hall of Fame, the Ryman Auditorium, the Grand Ole Opry. Enjoy it all. Spend your money and get out.
Right.
Is that cruel? That's kind of mean,
no.
Isn't it?
I think it's pretty fair. Quite honest, maybe 10, 15 years ago, you'd be a little nicer, but yeah. Times have changed.
It's just, you know, we have to live here. You're from here. I mean, I've lived here for, I just passed a dozen years. I literally just passed my Nashversary, I think, like 4 days ago.
Oh, well, happy anniversary, John Burke.
Yeah, we call it the Nashversary. Yes. Us, you know, transplants. So it's, it's been unbelievable 12 years here. So.
Well, in these days, John, you can't even bother going on the interstate after the hours of 3 o'clock till about 7.
Oh, my God.
If you bother,
it's a nightmare.
Anywhere, it is disgusting, and you have to go via Egypt a lot of times. Yesterday, coming from Franklin, I was bopping all throughout the city trying to get into Donelson. I mean, you can't just go the simple.
There's no easy route. No.
Let me ask
you this. I mean, like I said, you're born and raised here. Your roots are here in Nashville. The boom of this city over the last, really, about 12 years.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Since I got here, all of a sudden,
Nashville. People mover, John Burke.
I mean, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I mean, for somebody who's a native, is it prideful to see your city boom like it is, or is it annoying? Probably when you were younger, it was like, oh, this is cool. Now that you're older,
yeah,
you know, you have to be places,
right.
And you have, you're 25 years old, man. You're not a kid anymore. You're still young. You're not a kid anymore. You have places to go, things to do. You have people that are depending on you to be at certain places at certain times, and you got to deal with traffic. You got to deal with tourists. You got to deal with all this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's just us talking here.
No, you're right. There are times probably a little bit of both. I will say, I'm not sure Nashville ever would have got a soccer team if kind of the boom or bust that we've had here the past 10, right. 12 years. Not just, but kind of different ethnicities have been moving into Nashville, and that's been a big part of kind of the draw for Nashville.
I love where we're at right now.
Absolutely.
Just driving through this, you know, the Latino section, man, with the supermercados and all the great, you know, Latin places to eat and the restaurants and stuff. It seems like it's just a cool area. I just like the vibe here.
Absolutely. And then, kind of once the Super Bowl maybe comes here, once the stadium puts up, that'll be cool. But until then, you're right. It's pretty annoying not being able to really drive anywhere at midday. I mean, I don't know. It's been cool. I've lived throughout Nashville, started in Antioch, went to Mount Juliet, went to Lebanon. That's where I am now. I've been all throughout kind of the Middle Tennessee area, and every bit of it has grown, John. It's not just Nashville. It's been everywhere. Mount Juliet, whenever I first moved there, that was kind of the affordable thing to do.
Right.
Mount
now,
Juliet
how old
is,
were you when you moved to Mount Juliet?
I was 10 or 12 years old. I just hit middle school. Mm-hmm. So Mount Juliet is now kind of Franklin-esque a little bit. It's kind of grown up a little bit in terms
It's pinkies up
A little bit. Now Lebanon is, I would say, the new Mount Juliet a little bit, and not too long, Gallatin will be the new Mount Juliet probably in 10 or 12 years' time. But it's got its perks. It's got its drawbacks as well. But it is cool to say, I'm from Nashville, everybody. Not everybody can say that. So it's cool in that sense.
It's so funny because, like I said, I was at Slider House last night, and Haley, the bartender, lovely, lovely lady, you know, she was talking about how, you know, she's like, yeah, I grew up here. I'm from here. She's like, we're the unicorns now.
Yeah.
You know, because so many transplants have come in. It's pretty amazing. All right. Did we sign Zay Jones yet?
Nothing yet, John. We are still having Treylon Burks as wide receiver 3 here, which all you have to do, and Brian Callahan can go up and talk. He's speaking Thursday, I believe, and Friday. I don't know if you have the times on either one of those, John, but they can say all they want, but what they are doing, bringing in seemingly any veteran wide receiver that has legs and hands and can run up and down the football field.
And a functioning heartbeat.
Yeah, it tells
me. I mean,
me,
that's a telltale sign. Right. I mean, come on, let's be honest.
Exactly. It tells you all you need to know, not only about Treylon Burks. We don't only want to pick on Treylon Burks, but they're bringing in guys who can play in the slot.
Right.
And to me, that eliminates any Kyle Phillips hopes and dreams this offseason. And this season ahead. So the words are great, but what the actions the Titans are showing us here, they tell me all I need to know. They are not comfortable in their wide receiver room right now. They want at least one more veteran wide receiver. Exactly what Teresa Walker said yesterday.
Is that the right call in your mind?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so it is. And you posed the question, which was a good one, necessity or need to bring in.
I stole that one from Layman.
Exactly. And I think it's.
That's what we do in radio. We steal from other people. So I want to give Steve his just due.
Exactly. I want to flip that question a little bit. I think it's a luxury if Treylon Burks ends up working out. It is not something.
No, you're right. I agree with that 100%.
You can't rely on him.
It's not something that I'm counting on.
No.
As an independent Titans observer, you are counting on as a fan.
You'd love for it to work.
Rand Carthon, if you put the lasso of truth on him, he would say yes. It would be a luxury if Treylon Burks were to you know, show up and show out.
And this isn't maybe some of it his doing. I'd say the first year, but year two last year, I don't know what was as much his fault, but he's burned the Titans and them kind of trusting that he can at first be a wide receiver one, then whenever DeAndre Hopkins, maybe that 1A, 1B, showed he clearly couldn't do that either. I think you're just at a point in his career now where you got to show me before I can trust you to do anything.
That's
fair. For this roster.
And I think a lot of it is also maybe psychologically from Rand Carthon's perspective. You know, this is maybe the last. I mean, there's some holdovers, but this is the last of the big time John Robinson, you know, moves that we're going to try to move on from, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the last mistake. I mean, Caleb Farley is still on this roster, but they didn't.
For now.
Yeah, they didn't exercise that fifth-year option.
And maybe I like Caleb, but I'm hoping he's renting and he didn't buy.
Right, and it's kind of one of those where after year one, you kind of knew this was not going to work out. And they're just kind of stuck because cutting him really does nothing for you in terms of dead cap. You might as well just keep him on your roster. But
well, you might be able to save a little bit after June 1st,
right? Exactly. So I think Treylon Burks is kind of that last guy you're looking at saying this is the last mistake that the Titans made, and maybe it ends up working out for them. I would be pretty pessimistic that it will work out for him here. I'd say just his time and his chances, John. Not only.
No, you're right.
I think the amount of chances he'll get next year, I think it'll be near impossible for him to prove anything, unless injuries happen, which could happen. The Titans have been no mystery to that front.
Yeah, I think our best advice for Treylon Burks: just show up in shape, ready to go. And I mean, just
preseason could be big for him.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, make every rep count, whether it's at training camp, whether it's in a preseason game, you know, whatever it is. If it's in a walkthrough, make every rep count, and, you know, you can do one of two things. You can either convince the Titans to keep you around or put some good stuff on tape for another team to pick you up, because, you know, he's not going to be without a job.
No, and it's...
If it's not here, somebody's going to sign him. Somebody's going to pick him up and say, what, this guy's only entering his third season?
And I think something he might want to...
He was a first-round draft pick? Yeah, bring him in. We'll do something with
him. And I think something he might want to do, and this isn't me being harsh or petty or anything, it's, I would say, build a relationship with Mason Rudolph and Malik Willis. Because how many first-team reps are you going to get in training camp? I'd say a majority of his work will be with the second unit. And how far the mighty have fallen. And to me, that's where he's going to have to show the coaches, not only in practice and stuff like that, but preseason could be big for him. Who knows what could happen? He could flash in there and maybe give confidence to the coaches and to other teams maybe as well.
Put something on tape, either for the team you're with now or with somebody else. Yeah. All right. NBA last night.
Ooh.
Dude, the Nuggets are cooked. The Timberwolves, they're not blanking around. They mean business.
6-0 in the
playoffs. 106-80 in Denver. They're up 2-0 heading back to Minnesota. That was a statement game by the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. And there's, you know, they're starting to do Ant-Man comparisons to Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Okay. A little early for that as far as I'm concerned, but man, that was impressive last night.
Yeah, we're up over 20 going into halftime, and had a late flurry kind of halfway through the third quarter for the Nuggets, but Timberwolves ended up shutting that down. You've got Jamal Murray throwing towels and heating pads onto the floor. I don't know if you saw that last night, John. That discussions on whether or not he'll be suspended for game number three.
Nuggets are done.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Maybe they go in and get one in Minnesota, but they're going to come home to probably down 3-1.
Yeah, it's hard to see it any other way right now.
Wow.
And like last series, I said it yesterday, this is no fluke for the Timberwolves. They've been the better team in each and every. It's been incredible.
Patton, they proved me wrong.
Yeah.
They are mean. They mean business. Meanwhile, my Knicks, I'll admit it, we got away with one last night. We beat the Pacers 121-117, game one of that series. That was not pleasant to watch because I was living and dying on every possession, and it seemed like the Pacers could not miss. People in New York are saying, oh, the Knicks got this. They're going to win in five. Get the hell out. The Pacers are athletic. They can shoot. They are well coached. I mean, Halliburton was terrible, and they still probably should have won the game. A couple controversial calls at the end of the game. A moving screen called on Miles Turner. I'd like to present Dante DiVincenzo with the Oscar Award for Best Actor.
Yeah, Dante's still sliding off the floor from flopping off that screen.
That was a flop and a half, but it worked. Yep. And so hopefully the Knicks can make some adjustments there. But they're up 1-0 in that series. That was a terrific. Well, no, for me it was not a terrific game because I was living and dying on it. The Bruins go into Florida and they take game one against the Panthers 5-1. They spanked them. They're up 1-0 in that series. And you're thinking the Bruins, you know, they barely got by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Had to win the game. Had to win that series in seven. You know, they're probably going to come in a little bit, worse for wear after that. You know, grueling seventh game that went to overtime.
Yeah, Panthers been off for a month after their series, pretty much.
Yeah, so interesting stuff. Your Cavaliers, game one tonight in Boston against the Celtics. We gave the odds yesterday. Brian Windhorst, who's, in my mind, the best NBA guy, best NBA analyst in the media. No offense to Woj or Shams. They're all great. But Windhorst is a guy that's really plugged into the NBA. And he's from Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he grew up a Cavaliers fan. And so he was asked on ESPN's morning show yesterday, you know, because one of the guys, because that's the contrarian thing to do now. Am I nuts to think that the Cavs have a chance? And Windhorst goes, yes. He goes, a chance at what? And he's like, because isn't who's banged up for y'all? Your big man, Allen.
Jared Allen.
He's got the rib thing. He's like, if Allen plays, he's like, you don't give him a chance? He's like, a chance at maybe going six games? Sure. What say you dear Cavs fan?
I don't see it at all, to be honest. And Jared Allen is a bit frustrating, John, because I know you've got a rib issue, but from what I've heard and read on this situation, it's entirely a pain tolerance issue right now.
I heard he can't lift his arms over his head without being in excruciating pain.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because you need every bit of him because the only, I think, hope the Cavs have are out-physical, out-rebounding, and really just roughing up the Boston Celtics. But without Jared Allen, I give them little to no hope in this series. Evan Mobley is nice, but still, I thought he performed very well in game number seven. I was, to be honest, really proud of him because he was the lone center in that game. They had Tristan Thompson coming off the bench. You offered nice minutes for them, but to me, they looked outmatched. And Vegas has set it -3,000 are the odds for the Boston Celtics now, to move on.
Yeah, what's the deal with Porzingis? Is he officially out or
not officially out? But had the same injury that Giannis has, I believe, and that one, I mean, Giannis didn't play at all throughout that series against Indiana, so I would imagine this one, I would say game six or seven is the bare minimum that Kristaps Porzingis could come back in this series, but to me, John, it could be over by then. I don't see the Cavs being able to stay alive in this one. To me, the dark horse in this series has to be, if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell's going to be there. Scored the second most points in a two-game stretch in the NBA playoffs. 89 points is what he had. Darius Garland's got to show up. Was a ghost out there in game number seven. Donovan Mitchell was picking him up late.
Yeah.
He's got to perform. If he doesn't, this series isn't going past five games.
I should mention also in that next game, Jalen Brunson, 43 points, I think. So another 40-point performance for him. He's been outstanding in these playoffs. All right, We're late for a break. Kevin Ingram's going to join us next, and we're going to have some fun, talk a little Vandy baseball. Maybe we'll get him to do some impressions. We're just kicking it on the Tuesday. Anything major news breaks, we'll be sure to get it to you as soon as possible. Stick around, WNSR.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for a short two-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Well, we're back. Oh, aren't you glad I'm in charge of this show, Patton? What will we do?
It's fine, John.
Brad Powers will join us at 10:05. We wanted to make room for our buddy Kevin Ingram. You can hear him doing Vanderbilt baseball games on ESPN Plus and SEC Network Plus, and of course the voice of Vanderbilt men's basketball, and just a good buddy and a fun guy and a legend in this city for many years in sports talk radio. Ingy, good morning. How are you, man?
Doing good, JB. How are you?
Doing wonderful, man. You know, we just hadn't heard from you in a while and wanted to get you on and, you know, chat you up a little bit. How's everything going?
Oh, doing good. Just kind of rolling through the spring here, hoping our guys can turn it around a little bit on the baseball field. But Yeah, doing just fine. Doing good.
Yeah, let's start there with Vanderbilt baseball. Another sweep, and, you know, Corbs is going off on reporters. And, I mean, what do you make of where this team is at right now at this juncture of the season, Vanderbilt baseball?
Yeah, JB, it's been kind of a tough season here and been a tough stretch. I mean, a lot of it, you look at it and you're just playing hard teams every week. I mean, you go to Georgia and you play a Bulldogs team that's ranked inside the top 20 and they have tons of power and, you know, Charlie Condon circling the bases like every other inning. But, it got off to a tough start on Friday, got run ruled there, and then Saturday made a comeback after falling behind 4-0, and then a rain delay, and Carter Holton's out of the game after that, and then Georgia put some runs on the board. And Sunday clawed back in after trailing early and got it back to 10-7, but never could really get over the top there. So now you come home and you try to regroup, and a tough game tonight. Vanderbilt plays Louisville over at Hawkins Field, and then Tennessee for three. It's kind of like a rivalry week for the Commodores at home this week. But you know, it's just a tough league. You get beat up and you feel bad about yourself almost. I mean, Vanderbilt's a good team. Like I say, they've had some injuries and battled through some things, but
sure.
Vanderbilt still overall has a good team. But you play all these tough teams every week, and sometimes the series go fine and sometimes it don't. And in the end, Corbs has talked about it over the years. You just get to a point where you're just ready to get out of the SEC and play somebody else.
Well, I mean, it just seems like to me, Inge, that every other team just has this, you know, murderer's row lineups, and they have mashers, and for Vanderbilt, it's a different guy stepping up on a different on any given afternoon or night. You know, how much do you think that's a detriment? Because we've seen, you know, middle of the lineup mashers for Vanderbilt in the past. It doesn't feel like they have that this year. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, John, you look around the SEC and you look who some of these other teams have, and Georgia has a lot of veteran guys. It's not just Charlie Condon. I mean, there are other dudes in their lineup, Collins, and some of the others have been around there a long time. And you play Florida, and you got Jack Haglione, who, you know, hits 30 home runs every year. And we saw Mississippi State at Hawkins Field a couple weekends ago, and a guy named Hunter Hines was really the one that did the damage for State in that series. He had two home runs and drove in five on Saturday, and then basically won the series with a two-run homer in the ninth inning on Sunday, and that was his 50th career home run. So, you know, all these teams have older players and guys with lots of at-bats who've hit lots of home runs. Vanderbilt's team and program is just constructed a little bit differently, and maybe constructed a little bit for their ballpark. You got guys with power. Alan Espinal has nine home runs and has shown tremendous power at times. And you'll have others that jump up and hit one out. Vass Steiner, see Troy Leneve. R.J. Austin has swung the bat well here in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But the team is constructed more, I think, to play the way Tim Corbin likes to play and really play a style that's suited to their ballpark. It's a bigger park, and you use your speed, and it's more of a doubles type team, and get on base and steal some bases and move runners along and keep it moving, as opposed to get a couple guys on and hit one out for a three-run homer. That works really well, too, as we've seen a lot around the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's hard to keep up sometimes with these teams. You know, they just have so much firepower, and Vanderbilt typically has had pitchers that can neutralize those things, and you hope that would happen some over some of these SEC weekends and see some good performances. Bryce Cunningham threw a great game against Mississippi State a couple weekends ago, shut him down on two hits. But you know, even Vanderbilt's best starting pitchers have been touched up at times for the long ball. That just is something you have to live with a little bit in the SEC, but you have to try to match with your own power, and it's just been tough to do.
We're talking to the great Kevin Ingram. You mentioned rivalry week, obviously Louisville and then Tennessee. I mean, how much fun is this this Tennessee Vanderbilt baseball rivalry gotten to be? Because, you know, with what Tony Vols has done the last few years, getting this program really amongst the elite in college baseball, and Vanderbilt's been there for a long time, and, you know, we have a lot of people, a lot of Vol honks, a lot of Vandy honks that call our show, and they like to talk a little trash. I mean, it kind of spruces things up during the spring when you have two good programs, rivalry programs in the state going at it, right?
It really does. And when Vanderbilt and Tennessee play, it doesn't matter the sport. I mean,
right.
I've done everything from baseball to basketball. I've been part of football broadcasts over the years and games that have gone both ways, and even done soccer broadcasts that have turned into big rivalry matchups. Thinking about one that goes back to last fall that was really key. But as far as this baseball rivalry, I mean, Tennessee, you got to call it like it is. They've had the upper hand the last couple of seasons. They've made two trips to Omaha since 2021, and really the team that was probably their best team got upset by Notre Dame in that
right.
super regional. But
right.
as far as the head-to-head matchups, Tennessee has won all of them the last couple of years. They swept Vanderbilt over in Knoxville last season. Vanderbilt had a chance in the opening game to score a win and came in here to Hawkins Field and won all three a couple of years ago. So Vanderbilt hasn't won this series going back to the final game of the 2021 series over in Knoxville. So I think for this Vanderbilt program, you got to get something on the board here. I'm sure everybody is feeling that way. I mean, you got to play Louisville first. I mean, and that's a great rivalry in its own right.
Sure.
When you think about the
what do they play for? The old oaken bucket or the old spittoon
the barrel,
or what
the
is
battle
it?
For the barrel.
What is
yeah,
it?
The barrel.
Oh, the bourbon barrel? Or the,
okay. I think the old oaken bucket is a whole other
the tobacco spittoon? I forget.
Oh, man. Yeah, there are a lot of those trophies like that. This one is the barrel, though.
All right. Yeah, it should be a lot of
feel, but yeah. I mean, you think about where these teams have played over the years, everywhere from here to Omaha, and they played some great matchups. Vanderbilt won an extra inning last year, but yeah, you got Louisville tonight and then Tennessee coming up this weekend. And I know all of Commodore Nation hopes the Vanderbilt team will turn things around and put up a good showing against both these teams this week.
Kevin, what do the Vandy boys need to do the next two weekends to kind of secure kind of making the postseason? That would look like a for sure thing a couple weeks ago. Now it's looking a little hairy.
Yeah, it has. It does feel a little more insecure than it has in a long time. The team's made it 17 straight years. It's the longest stretch in the country. And you felt good, you know, coming out of the Florida series. Vanderbilt won 2 out of 3, and then won the first game against Mississippi State. And you're sitting there, you're over 500 in the SEC, and you're like, okay, you know, we're in great shape here, and still maybe have a chance to even host as a top 16 seed. But lost the last two against State, and lost all three at Georgia, and now you feel a little bit differently, but you do look at the RPI, and I checked it yesterday, and Vanderbilt was in the low 20s, so that's a good thing and a good sign. But you got to get something out of these next two weekend series, I think, before you really feel secure and maybe go to Hoover and do some things down there. And it's funny, Andrew Allegretta and I were talking last night about Mississippi State a couple years ago. They really struggled to the finish line in 2022, and we saw them in Hoover. Vanderbilt played Ole Miss in Hoover, and the Commodores won, and Ole Miss was pretty much out after a day or two. And we were talking to their radio guys after the game, and they were saying, man, I don't know if we're even going to make the tournament. Mm-hmm. And a month later, they're the national champions in Omaha. They not only got in, but Mike Bianco's team went on a huge run, and they won the national championship. So anything can happen like that. But to answer your original question, I think Vanderbilt these next two weekends, it's Tennessee at home this weekend and then up at Kentucky next week. Two top five programs are playing great, and the two top teams in the East Division, the SEC. You need to do some damage and put some things in the win column these next two weekends.
Kevin, the Mark Byington era is well underway. What has been your impressions of him so far, getting to meet him and talk?
I have not really had a chance to spend a whole lot of time with Coach Byington yet. The day they did the announcement, I was part of that, and got to spend a little bit of time with him around that, and then we had him on our baseball broadcast. The Commodores played that night against Missouri, and so he came on with us for an inning or so and got to talk with him and spend some time with him. My initial impressions were a big thumbs up. Just seems like a great fit and a good dude, and a guy who's been a successful coach at a couple different stops, most recently James Madison, where they won over 30 this year and won a game in the tournament to beat Wisconsin. And it was funny when they did the announcement, it was just a whirlwind couple of weeks for him because he had gone from going to the tournament, winning a game and playing Duke, and then all of a sudden he's got a new job. He's the head coach at Vanderbilt, and he's coming in here and putting together his staff. And you have to jump both feet in on recruiting and the transfer portal. Excuse me, and all those things that you have to do just to build a roster and build a program these days. But really, really impressed with what I've seen so far, and looking forward to having a chance to getting to know him and seeing what kind of roster will take shape. I know they've added some guys to the portal, and you hope some key guys might come back off the previous team. But, thumbs up to Coach Byington. Seems like a perfect hire and a good fit.
Now, Kevin, one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on today, we understand you're with some dignitaries today. You're not alone today. And I understand former coach Philip Fulmer is with you, enjoying his retirement. Do you think maybe we could talk to Coach Fulmer for a second?
Let me see if I can get a hold of him. I know he's like awfully excited about this, this baseball series coming up this week.
Coach, are you around?
Hey, I'm here, guys. What's going on?
Coach, how are you? Great to John Burton, Patton Cook here in Nashville. Yeah, big series coming up between Vanderbilt and Tennessee on the baseball diamond. How excited are you?
Oh, I'm super happy, JB. You know, we had a general over our way in Knoxville for General Neal, and you may have. I know you guys have a general and Patton on your show and those things, but awfully excited about what's coming up this weekend. Our guys will be here, and I'm going to be making the road trip over. So, yeah, you know, I, when I coached, we put up points, you know, sixes and sevens and threes and twos. And Tony V's team, they've kind of done the same thing. They put up 11 down in Gainesville. Where that was a hard place to win back when I was coach over the years.
Coach, it's starting to feel like 98 a little bit with the football team, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, we haven't had any near, you know, escapes against Arkansas or anything like that yet, or torn down the goalpost after a win over Florida. But yeah, it's definitely starting to feel that way. We went out to the desert that year and won and beat Florida State. So yeah, it was a special time for sure for all of the Big Orange fans.
Coach, great to talk with you. If you could throw Kevin back on real quick, I'm trying to.
Okay, yeah, I think he went to get a snack or something. I'll
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, anytime, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
What an honor.
Hey, Kevin. Did I miss anything?
Thanks for putting Coach on. I wanted to talk to Coach Rick Pitino just for 1 second because I wanted to get his reaction to what Pat Riley had to say about Jimmy Butler yesterday. Is Coach Pitino around?
Hey, I'm here, guys. How are you doing?
Coach, you know, I thought you got robbed. You should have made the tournament at St. John's. Congratulations on a great first season there. Your contemporary Pat Riley kind of calling out his star player Jimmy Butler for running his mouth a little bit. What was your reaction to that, Coach?
Well, I'm so proud of Riles for doing that. Sometimes you have to say what needs to be said. I'm never against our guys talking smack. There are a lot of trash talkers in the National Basketball Association, but I'm not walking through that door to coach in the NBA anytime soon.
Coach, thank you. An honor to talk with you. If you wouldn't mind putting Kevin back on, I appreciate it.
Well, I just want to say I'm so proud of Mark Pope. He was one of my players at Kentucky, and now
right.
He's the head coach there. And he's going to try to restore their tradition, and hopefully we'll play in the Final Four like St. John's did in 85 in Lexington with Chris Mullen and Walter Berry and that great team, Bill Wennington.
I remember it well. I grew up a Big East basketball fan. That was a source of pride for me. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime I'm going to wear my sweater like Luke Conestoga.
Oh, Kevin, thank you, man. I mean, it sounds like you guys are having a great day there. What are you guys going to do? Get a little lunch, maybe play a little golf? What do you got planned for today?
Yeah, we're kicking it over here in Mount Juliet. Yeah, you just never know when the boys are going to drop in. It's always an exciting time, you know, reliving days from the 90s.
Ingy, you're the best.
Wait a minute. Whoa, hang on a second. We have one more person.
Oh, okay.
Who was also, you know, significant in the 90s and lots of other decades.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I just want to talk about our Duke basketball team.
Coach,
is everybody
K,
doing
how
okay?
Are you? How are you enjoying your time, Coach?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I get my Chevrolet and take my American Express over to the golf course and, you know, play 18 some days. And, you know, Bobby Hurley's in town and Christian and Grant Hill. And we go out and we play, you know, sometimes we play 18, sometimes we play 36. And I say, Grant, can you make the drive? I wanted to get a positive reaction.
Coach K, you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much for hopping on real quick. You guys have a good day.
It's my pleasure. And, yeah, just enjoy the off season from basketball. And I look forward to seeing our Blue Devils back on the court soon.
All right. Well, Ingy, you guys are having a wonderful day today.
I mean,
that is so
goodness.
Cool. Enjoy the day.
You got to keep these guys under control, man. It, you know?
I know. But, Ingy, we love you, man. You're a freaking legend, and thank you for coming on today. And please thank all the guys for me, and you guys have a great day today.
Yes, thanks,
Hit
Kevin.
Them straight.
We will. Yeah, make them pay.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, see you, fellas. Thanks,
all right,
man.
That is the great K. Kevin Ingram. And let me tell you, as somebody who's been known to do pretty good impressions, Inge's the king, first of all. And to be able to do impressions on command, that is always tough. And he's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Take your phone call, 615-844-5600. Just wanted to have some fun on a Tuesday.
Yeah, why not?
Not a lot going on, if we're being honest, okay? You know, we can do mock drafts for next year if you want, but
way too early mock drafts. Yeah. Oh, by the way, have the Titans picking number one overall, John Burton.
Oh, wow.
Good grief.
All right. All right, we'll come back. WNSR.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville Double Stack or the world famous Bar Lines Grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines Grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
If you're just joining us, we moved some furniture around. We just had Kevin Ingram on. Brad Powers, who normally joins us at 9:25 on Tuesday, will actually join us at 10:05. And we wanted to get Inge on just to have a little fun with him. And that's code for me saying I completely forgot that I double booked that segment and I'm an idiot. So,
but the people don't have to know that.
Well, then now they know. We want to be honest with our audience, right?
This is true.
When I mess up, I want to be able to say, "Hey, I messed up." Not enough people do that. Let's go to the phones for the first time. Spence joins us. Hi, Spencey.
Gentlemen, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, good to talk to you, man. How's everything?
Things are going pretty good. I've been working through some stuff around the house with the wife. Little issues, but she's getting better. And
good.
I want to have a little bit more time here for long.
Please give our best to Mrs. Spence.
Absolutely.
Will do. I'll see y'all in about 3 weeks with some chicken. How's that?
We'll be waiting.
We'll be here.
Door will be open.
I'm kind of like with college football now, I'm kind of like, say, the transfer portal and NIL is pushing me away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not what it used to be. I know it. Things change, and you got to go with it. But
right.
How long do you think it'll be before the kids form a union and have a strike?
Not long.
Not long.
I could see that happening, Spence. Absolutely.
It is the me generation. It's like microwave. I want it now.
Yep. Yep. And you know, back in the day, you know, it's like, you know, you go to play college ball somewhere and maybe you're second or third on the depth chart. You just said, all right, I got to work harder. I got to try to beat out the guys that are in front of me. Now it's like, I want out. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, if you were anybody you played ball with and went to school and they got them a scholarship wherever, MTSU, Georgia, Tennessee, they were special. They were special kids, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that. But now it's just like, I told some of the guys I worked with a few years back, I said, what they should do is just start a money league. And a lot of these kids that we got on these college campuses, they wouldn't go to school. They'd just go for the money. Especially now, I won't say which school. Some of my buddies said, well, we won't get those kids if they're going for the money because they won't be there to play for us. But that's just a fact.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, it's, you know, and you nailed it, Spence, when you said, I mean, it's a new landscape, and it's adapt or die or walk away, like Jay Wright did, like Nick Saban did, like a lot of these, you know, big-time college coaches that still have a lot left in the tank. We're like, I don't need this anymore. I've made my money. You know, my legacy is secured. You know, I'm out.
Yeah, he don't have to fight that battle anymore because the day he's gone when his recruiting advantage has went away. He can't buy you. He's got to buy you. Got to revive.
Yeah.
For guys, sure. Look, good to check in. I'll be back. And like I say, I'll show up with some stuff during about 3 weeks.
Cannot wait for that. Have a great day, Spencey.
See you, Spence.
Y'all too.
All right. Always good to talk to Spence, especially when he says he's going to bring us food. Dude, remember that chicken he brought us?
Yeah, it's nothing anybody has to do, but we encourage it.
Exactly. And let's say you're a local restaurant and you want a little love. Bring us some food, and then we'll present an advertising package to you.
We can be bought here.
Yeah, exactly.
Show.
We're
not above that.
What do I always tell you that the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, said back in the 80s?
Everybody's got a price.
That's right. Coming up, Pat Riley tells Jimmy Butler, know your role and shut your mouth. WNSR.
The Tennessee Lottery congratulates this year's graduates from all the colleges and universities across the state. Your achievements set the stage for a brighter tomorrow. We're happy to have helped along the way by raising more than $7 billion for education and funding over 1.9 million scholarships and grants, including Hope Scholarships, Tennessee Promise, and much more. Visit DNLottery.com to see how our proceeds support successful futures.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wrapping up hour number one, Brad Powers is going to join us at 10:05. We moved him around. We thank him for being flexible with his schedule, get you everything going on sports betting-wise. So, Pat Riley, the president of the Miami Heat, responding to his star player, Jimmy Butler's comments. What was Butler saying? Oh, if I'd have been healthy and played, we would beat the Knicks, we'd beat this, we'd beat that. Now listen, Jimmy Butler had a great run last year. Got the Heat all the way to the finals and almost single-handedly, seemingly, won them a championship. He's a very confident player, we know this. You know, he thinks he walks on water, he thinks he's right. you know what doesn't stink. And Pat Riley went old school on him. Pat Riley is from Schenectady, New York. He's a tough Irish guy. He was actually born in my hometown, Rome, New York. And, you know, he's had a lot of success. He's won championships as head coach of the Lakers, had a great run with the Knicks in the 90s, even though they didn't win a title. They got him to the finals. He's not standing for that. He basically said, listen, you were injured because the Heat lost in the first round. Jimmy was not available to play. He was hurt. And he basically said, for a guy who's, you know, wasn't around and hasn't been healthy, maybe you should keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And then didn't he also say, we need to really explore whether or not we have a future with Jimmy Butler based on the fact that he's hurt all the time?
Yeah, they've got a
decision. Do I have that right?
Yeah, and they actually do have a decision to make whether or not to extend him this offseason, because Miami's one of those teams every offseason, anytime there's a big-time superstar up for grabs and free agency or trades, Miami's always there.
They're always in the mix.
Damian Lillard, yep. I mean, you look up and down. Joel Embiid, whenever, I would imagine he's going to be available here soon. I would say the 76ers will probably explore what life looks like after Joel Embiid.
And just build around Maxey, you think?
Yeah, and I think that's a strong possibility. So I don't know. Jimmy Butler, I don't know. He's not... He's an all-star.
He's an all-star. I've always said this about Jimmy Butler. He's an all-star that thinks he's a superstar.
Right, and he was talking like he was some big-time who has got 6 championship rings and has never been beaten in the postseason. You just ain't that guy, Jimmy Butler, and he's a fantastic player. He's a 2 on an NBA championship team. But, yeah, he was after talking about who is Josh Hart. If I was on that floor, Josh Hart would be nobody. I mean, it's just – a little bit distasteful, and Miami, with Jimmy Butler, without him, it might have mattered a game difference in terms of, so I'm not buying it.
Yeah, Jimmy, memo to Jimmy, and I'm sure he's listening to us right now. I'm sure he's tooling around South Florida in his Bugatti. He's probably tuning in. Oh, he's probably on the app. Oh, I wonder what Burton and Cook are talking about today. Well, we're talking to you, Jimmy Butler. Pat Riley, who's got a lot more hardware than you do, my friend. All right.
By some margin.
Right. he coached the Heat to a championship. He coached the Lakers to what? I think four championships. They won five. Paul, one of the Westhead or Westfall, one of the West guys, won the first one in Magic's rookie year. You know, the guy's a Hall of Fame basketball person. All right, he just told you to know your role and shut your mouth, and I dig it. Must be a sign I'm getting older. No, because younger me would be like, oh, he can't talk to my guy Jimmy Butler like that. But that's Jimmy Butler, though. Like you said, he's an all-star that thinks he's a superstar. And, you know, Josh Hart's a pretty good player. He's not an all-star. He's certainly not a superstar. But the guy
doesn't claim to be either.
Right, exactly. But the guy just does whatever is asked of him. You know, I'm speaking as a Knicks fan now, so I got to defend my guy, Josh Hart. So I don't know. I don't understand how an injured player can sit there who's sitting on his couch watching the playoffs talking smack like that. And I applaud Riles for what he did. There.
I'm with you. Look at us agreeing about Jimmy Butler and Pat Ryan.
How about that?
How about it?
I mean, I'm still mad at Riles for leaving the Knicks because he was, anyway. All right. I feel better. I got that off my chest. Hour number two coming up. Brad Powers is going to join us from Vegas straight ahead. And we're going to take your phone calls as well. Stick around. WNSR.
Program writer than you sometimes.
He's a fan.
I love sports so much.
He's in your face.
I will destroy those obnoxiously.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The adult actress who claims to have had an affair with former President Trump that he's long denied will testify today in his criminal hush money trial. ABC's Erica Tursky says the payments made to Stormy Daniels are the business records that Trump is charged with falsifying.
Expect the defense to try and hammer away at Stormy Daniels and her credibility. Remember, she denied having a sexual encounter with Donald Trump before she said she did, and so the defense, I would expect, is going to tell the jury, you can't believe anything.
And Daniels has just been called to the stand. President Biden will speak today at the Holocaust Museum. Slim hopes for a ceasefire in the Middle East, still alive, but Israel's moved military forces into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Cleanup continues in northwest Oklahoma. One person was killed by severe weather. 16 tornadoes were reported across six states. This is ABC News.
Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427, and also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program on a Tuesday. Failed to mention this in the first hour. Coming up at 10:40, Cats Corner. Eli Gold, the legendary announcer and the voice of the Nashville Cats, will join us. Talk all things arena football. But now we head to Vegas, the desert, talk with our sports betting guru, Brad Powers from bradpowersports.com. You can click the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Brad, thanks for moving your schedule around. I, sir, am an idiot. I double booked your normal segment, and please charge it to my head and not my heart. And thanks for being on.
Yeah, no worries. It's off season, so it's not the busy time.
Yeah, brain is not working. All right. Cavaliers, Celtics, round two of the NBA playoffs. I believe the Celtics are what, like minus 3,500 or 3,000 to win this series. So you're telling me there's a chance for the Cavs. Is it worth a pizza money bet to place on the Cavaliers, given the on the off chance that they mess around and win this series or not?
No, I wouldn't. If I was a betting man, and last I checked, I was.
Yeah.
I'm not running the window to bet the Cavs to win the series. Seems about right. Obviously, we're dealing with an individual game line of significant at this point in the playoffs. It doesn't get much bigger than being a 12.5 point favorite in the semifinals of a playoff the playoff round. So, Cleveland, no chance.
Any chance to maybe stay within the margin tonight, given that Boston's had some time off, or not?
Possibility. I mean, although, I always, when it comes to the NBA, because I don't originate it, I always defer to the market. And I can tell you, this is just basic 101, reading an odds screen.
Yeah.
There's a book called Circa in Las Vegas. They take the biggest amount of money individually per game. So no questions asked on an NBA playoff game on the app. They're going to take 50 or 100 grand. Doesn't matter who you are. On the app, just boom, 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 I can bet 50 or 100 grand. They are dealing the biggest line here. So they are dealing Boston 12.5. The rest of the market's dealing 12. That tells me personally, doesn't mean it's always the winning side, but it tells me the sharper and bigger money is on Boston tonight. So, I would lean towards the Celtics getting a blowout win.
This Timberwolves-Nuggets series is pretty interesting. Minnesota goes into Denver, wins two straight. They're up 2-0 in the series. Didn't see that coming. Where's the smart money on this for Minnesota to pull this out, or do you maybe give Denver a chance to get back in this series and possibly win it?
Yeah, we were joking around with the Cavs as far as not having a chance, but let's go back to before the playoffs. Minnesota to win the championship, 20-1. Wow. 20-1 you could have gotten Minnesota. Damn. Now, 3-1.
Jeez.
20-1 to 3-1 in six games.
Man.
That's how dominant they've been. Boy, it's tough. there's just, I mean, it hasn't been fluky. I mean, they've been clearly the better team. I mean, they were down a big man the other night and still dominated. So, again, I always defer to the market. Early money's on Minnesota here. They're up to a 4.5-point favorite. So this one looks like it's over for the defending champs.
Hmm. Brad, kind of these game one, how big of a reaction on kind of the overall series line is it if an underdog were to win in that first game?
Yeah, that's a good question. It really depends on how big of a favorite coming into it was. But, I mean, you can have some wild swings. I mean, obviously Denver was a pretty sizable favorite prior to 2 games ago. And now, you know, series price Minnesota is like minus 650. So, I mean, now they're the monster favorite to win the series. So, it really depends. It's kind of a complicated question. Obviously, the odds aren't going to swing too much if it's a relatively close price series to begin with. But if it's a big, like Cleveland wins tonight, obviously those odds. Still, Boston's going to be a pretty sizable favorite, but you're definitely not going to see minus 3,000, I can tell you that.
Brad, kind of continuing on in the NBA, with the Boston Celtics, what do you see from them kind of as you further on into the postseason? Is this a team you seriously can see winning the NBA title?
I mean, they're clearly the favorites. They have probably the easiest path, obviously. I mean, New York's playing well, but they'll be a sizable favorite no matter who comes out of the Indiana-New York series.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that they would deserve to be the favorites. But I'll say this. I mean, Minnesota continues to play like they are. I don't think Boston deserves to be a sizable favorite over the Timberwolves. So, if I'm stack ranking right now, it's Boston 1, Minnesota 2.
The stereotype kind of as these series go on, you get the conference finals and the NBA finals, is teams play harder, the defense gets ramped up. Do you see that in the total all the time, Brad, for these games?
Well, I mean, to begin with, when the playoffs started, I mean, totals were already down price like 15 points lower than the regular season games. And then even then, you almost see this all the time. I mean, if you just blindly bet the under in every single just a play-in tournament to get into the playoffs. I think it's, over the last 3 years, it's like 12-2 to the under.
Wow.
A lot of those early games fly under. And then it just takes a little bit of while for the market to adjust because the regular season has gotten so high scoring over the last 4 or 5 years. And you got 82 games of a sample size. It's just tough for a market to immediately adjust totals down 20, 25 points. But as of right now, we're starting to see some corrections in the marketplace. In fact, if you're just looking at the board, at least out of the four playoff series right now, the games on the board, three of the four overs have taken some money here. And as I'm talking, the Cleveland-Boston game is getting hit to the over.
Hmm. Brad Powers is our guest, bradpowersports.com. You can click the Bill King tab at the top of the page at bradpowers7 on Twitter X. So I'm looking at this article here, Brad, where it says MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says, the MLB was, quote, dragged into legalized sports betting and says, talks about the integrity unit and all that kind of stuff. I want to get your thoughts on that. And I don't think we ever really got your final verdict on this whole Ohtani thing. I find it really hard to believe that Ohtani didn't know that his interpreter was stealing all that money from him. I don't know. I'm from New York. I'm a cynic by nature. I have a hard time buying that. Where are you at on those two issues, Brad?
Well, I dragged into it. I mean, you could see it coming down. I mean, that just, come on.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Manfred's a joke, man. He is, that guy's a clown. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's just an old way of thinking. One of the major reasons why baseball's, that line of thinking is why baseball's fallen far behind some of the other major sports. So, come on, you got to be progressive. You got to be proactive, not reactive. And I'm not buying that. I'm also not buying the Ohtani. I agree with you. If he's a middle of the road type of player, not even an all-star, he's suspended, maybe lifetime ban.
Mm-hmm.
Best player in the sport, arguably. They're going to
not only that, Brad. He's the international face of the sport of baseball. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so nothing. I mean, no different than society. If you, the more famous, the more power and more money that you have, a lot more leniency.
Well, I think back to this, and I bring it up with you all the time, the whole Tim Donaghy thing, right? Well, how quick did David Stern come out and say he was a rogue official who acted alone? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if there was ever a sport that called into question some things, it was the NBA under David Stern. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. If you like conspiracy theories, the NBA under David Stern was right up your alley. I mean, there was just too many things, nefarious things going on that you don't have to get too creative to start connecting some dots.
Brad, kind of going through your Twitter timeline, I'm seeing coaches eat on the sideline during spring games. You've got carnivals in the end zone.
You got a wicked hit in that Arkansas spring game. The guy lost his helmet. I saw that.
Yeah, and you watch spring games, I'd say probably more than most. When did this kind of trend of spring games not really being as serious as in the past, when did that start, in your opinion?
Well, first off, more than most, I'm not sure there's too many people that watch 55-plus spring games a year. I would like to know how many. I checked, I'm a betting man. I bet I can count on one hand how many people do that on a yearly basis. as far as the videos, I mean, I'm 50-some game. I only got a couple games left. So as I get through it, I just, you know, I'm looking for it's not digging ditches, but, I'm looking for stuff to keep my interest, so that's why my Twitter timeline often reverts to that. I'll say, generally speaking, I know a lot of people because right now I'm watching the Ole Miss. I guess it's a spring carnival, tug of war, hot dog. I just watched Joey Chestnut eat hot dogs during this game. With that being said, I know that's what gets all the clicks and whatnot. I saw as many of that carnival type stuff as I saw. I saw just as much as people going live and getting after it. I said this, I believe, last week. I mean, the Heisman favorite, Carson Beck, threw the football 46 times in Georgia's spring game. I would say it was arguably the most physical, most serious spring game I've seen in 30 years. So, and that's like 500-plus games that I watched. So on one, you got some people going on one end of the other on the spectrum. The others are, you know, as Kirby said, hey, whenever we get a chance to play football, we play football.
Mm. What's your dark horse right now, Brad, from all these spring games you've watched?
Oh, wow. To win the title, to win a conference.
Yeah, just to be better than what you know we're expecting, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a good question. A team that can maybe make a run at the playoffs and win their conference that a lot of people are going to talk about, NC State and the ACC. I like quite a bit. Grayson McCall's their quarterback. Obviously, four-year starter at Coastal, three-time Sun Belt Player of the Year. Looks like he's been playing at NC State for the last 4 years because he fits right in. They got some weapons. They did a sneaky good job in the portal. They have a top-10 transfer portal class. I really like their defensive coordinator. I think the ACC doesn't have a dominant team this year. Florida State will take a little bit of a step back. Clemson's not what they were when they had Trevor Lawrence and obviously Deshaun Watson, the quarterback. So that's a team that I think can make a run, but as far as nationally, is there a dark horse? No, I think there's right now. I would only say there's three serious teams that could win the national championship, and that would be obviously Georgia, Ohio State, and then Oregon. What they've done in the portal and what I saw during their spring game, as far as quality depth, they would be the third team.
Brad, I'm looking at an article here about a sports betting Hall of Fame new inductee, Stacy Alonso. First of all, I did not know there was a sports betting Hall of Fame. Is that located in Vegas? What do you know about that? And what would you know about Stacy Alonso?
Good question. Yeah, it's here in Vegas. It's at Circa.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm going to get dragged on Twitter. I am not familiar with Stacy Alonso.
Okay.
So it's not an official Hall of Fame. It's
kind of like the WWE Hall of Fame. There's not a brick and mortar.
Yeah. It's not even that. I mean, I'm not going to. I'm getting old. I should be trolling and clowning people, but I mean, it's a joke. I'll just put it that way.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, are you hoping to maybe be inducted someday, or are you just like, nah, whatever?
No. I mean, I'll say this, generally speaking. The real people, as far as sports betting, you have no idea who they are.
Right.
The real killers, so to speak, the real ninjas move in silence. You really, That's what I would aspire to be. They disappear off the face of the earth. People think, oh, he must be dead or he flamed out. Hopefully the reality is, no, I'm betting more and more and more. I just disappeared. I'm a ghost.
Brad.
The real G's move in silence like lasagna is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Brad, has there been any movement after the NFL draft with teams, maybe teams that drafted quarterbacks, anything like that?
If there was one, that obviously a lot of pessimism now around the Falcons, just because, I mean, on one hand, you had a lot of optimism. I mean, their win total moved to the positive more than any team prior to the draft because you get a Kirk Cousins. But, I mean, just their move to draft Michael Penix was, I mean, from the top down, I mean, yeah, you just got to question everything that they got going on. Now you got to question, they were told not to hire a Belichick type of thing. You just got to question the whole operation. So that's been a team that people certainly aren't as high on. There's a team that, you know, obviously, there's a few teams that obviously filled some holes, Steelers being one of them. No shock there that they drafted well, but if there's one or two teams that filled in and got some high quality starters that can make, you know, turn in a playoff contender, maybe a team that's, you know, capable of winning a couple of playoff games, Steelers would be one.
What did you make of Michael Penix Jr. as a college prospect, and is he a guy you can see translating kind of with that age? I mean, he's not a young chicken. He's pretty well seasoned heading into the NFL.
Yeah, obviously he had a great season last year, and had, you know, when he was with Kalen DeBoer, had actually three good seasons if you go back to his Indiana days. But I mean, we're talking about a guy that had a season ending injury four different times. You know, just talk out loud, he's 25 years old, significant injury history, not, you know, southpaw. I mean, there's not, you know, for every Steve Youngs out there, I mean, there's not a lot of lefties that are overly successful. You got Tim Tebow's of the world. So I am pessimistic on his outlook. So I cannot believe, I know we live in a hot take society, but that was one of the worst draft picks considering price. And also considering what you just did to your roster, adding a guy for that amount of money is one of the biggest head-scratching draft picks of all time.
Hey, speaking of Belichick, did you check out the Tom Brady roast, Brad?
I just saw highlights. I didn't watch it. That's not my cup of tea. But I heard, you know, a lot of people seem to enjoy it.
All right, Brad, get your plugs in, my man.
BradPowerSports.com, Bill King tab, top of the page. Once you click it, you can check out the upcoming season, what's available as far as the newsletter and the preview coming out here in just a couple months.
Brad, always appreciate the time, and thanks again for moving your schedule around. We'll get you back in the normal scheduled time next week. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right. Brad Powers bringing the knowledge. Coming up, something we haven't talked about, DeAndre Hopkins kind of laying out his future, not only in the NFL, but with the Tennessee Titans. We'll get to that. Your phone call, 615-844-5600. Stick around, WNSR.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473. BuyAndTow.com.
The morning, Monday through Friday. Brought to you by the Omni National Hotel. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to OmahaSteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
And now SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development are proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. For maintenance-free enclosures, sunrooms, screen rooms, patios, and more, give Russ a call today and ask about their senior military and first responder discounts. 423-225-2414. 423-225-2414. Or visit sunspacesunrooms.com. That's SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. They're professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JV and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Victor Wembanyama wins NBA Rookie of the Year. And in other breaking news, water is wet and the sky is blue. I mean, that was not exactly a hard choice for Rookie of the Year. And obviously San Antonio, the Spurs, did not have a great season. But, boy, I tell you what, it is a new day and age when you got a guy well over 7 foot tall that can handle the ball, shoot threes, obviously, you know, protect the rim, block shots. But, man, he came right in and hit the ground running. A lot was expected of him, and he lived up to the hype. Would you say
he certainly did, and easily could be defensive player of the year as well?
Yeah,
and that's to me that is absolutely incredible. And once again, with the record they have, there'll be another high lottery draft pick coming up, so they're going to bring in more talent. And I think it's safe to say, John, if not for Victor Wembanyama, Greg Popovich isn't going to be there. He probably would be out of there retired by now. But he sees this and says, "Boy,
I think he's having fun now.
Yeah, let me stick
because
around."
Because the pressure
for a couple
is off. Because you know, back in the Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili days, you know, the expectation every year was to win a championship, and they won five. They did really well, but now I think he's just having fun coaching this young guy. And like you said, they have another chance to add another piece in the lottery. And you know, if I'm Pop, you know, unfortunately his wife passed away a few years ago. Why would I retire? You know, I'm having fun. I still like to do it. You know, why would I stop?
And you've got a guy that I'm sure every NBA GM would start their franchise if they could start over again with this guy, with the guy you've got in there and has got an alien commercial with Nike going on right now. I mean, this kid's a superstar.
He is. And it seems like he's handled everything extremely well. Yep. And good for him. I've always respected the San Antonio Spurs franchise. So, DeAndre Hopkins, actually, something we haven't talked about. He's been pretty active. He's been around pretty much all off season. A friend of mine shared a spin class with him like several weeks ago, and she told me about that. So he's doing his best to get out and stay in shape, and I guess meet some people and all that kind of stuff. And
meet a lady, who knows?
Exactly. So, and he was on stage at one of the Morgan Wallen concerts at Nissan Stadium a few days ago, which is good PR move, I'd say, for Morgan Wallen. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. But I guess he made some comments on his Instagram, Did you see this, Patton?
I've not seen this, no.
Yeah, I'm reading an article here from Titan Sized, and the comment from Hopkins was, quote, "I'm riding with y'all boys till the wheels fall off," which would indicate that he wants to roll with the Titans until he can't play anymore. In other words, he sounds like he wants to finish his career as a Tennessee Titan. And I find that interesting because when he got here last year, right, they signed him to a two-year deal. I mean, it was basically between the Titans and the Patriots, from what I remember. And it seems to me like the thing that got the Titans over the top, they were willing to add a second year and not just a one-year come in and let's see what you got type of deal. So Hop is under contract for this year, and you know, all indications are he will be here and play. And, you know, I think that's a good thing because I thought maybe he would come in. He had 1,000 yards receiving last year. I thought he would come in and be like, all right, see, I told y'all I can still play. Now somebody give me a long-term deal with more money. But apparently, if we are to read the tea leaves, apparently he likes it here and wants to stay. So if I'm a Titans fan, I got to feel good about that, no?
Yeah, and a little surprising because really all you figured last year was the entire reason he came here. One was because of the money. That's a big part why him and Calvin Ridley both are here.
Of course.
But,
and Calvin Ridley even said so. He goes, yeah, the money's good.
Right.
Big reason why I'm here.
But Tim Kelly and Mike Vrabel were two guys that you heard that were heavily influential in him coming here. And I can't remember where I saw this or where I heard him say this, but he came out and said, Rank Carthon is as big as of a reason why I'm here than either two of those guys. Love the visit. Love talking with him. Loved his vision for what this football team could be. So, I mean, it's looking up. And I think another factor in it, he looks at what this quarterback is right now in Will Levis. And DeAndre Hopkins isn't an NFL GM. He's not an expert at reading quarterbacks. But I'm going to take his opinion over Joe Schmo in Jacksonville, Florida, who says Will Levis is trash and isn't. So to me, that also says kind of what he views Will Levis could be these next couple of years.
You know what I based that on? Remember that little blow-up they had on the sidelines?
Yeah, absolutely.
D-Hop took it all in stride. It was like, all right, youngin', all right. You know, I mean, D-Hop is an OG. He could have easily said, you don't talk to me like that. You're a rookie, okay? Right. You know, if I'm not where I'm supposed to be, or if you think I'm not where I'm supposed to be, you're wrong, not me.
Right. Do you know where I'm going after I retire from this
I'm
league?
I'm a future Hall of Famer. I'm one of the best at what I at my position, et cetera, et cetera. But D-Hop took it all in stride. Remember, we talked to him after the game.
Yep.
And was like, yeah, you know, one of those things. You know, Will's a fiery, passionate guy. And good on Will Levis for, you know, a lot of rookies. Marcus Mariota wouldn't have done that, okay?
No.
I don't know about you. I loved Marcus when he was here, and I wanted him to be the guy. I wanted it to work out. It just didn't for whatever reason.
Titans have only had two rookies, at least kind of in my viewing history of the Titans, that would do that and have done that. Will Levis and A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown chewed out Taylor Lewan in the huddle after he jumped off sides for the 30th time in a series and got on him. And NFL players, I don't know, they aren't going to get done by punks. You got to have respect for somebody for you to be able to go after him. And in both instances, you didn't have Taylor Wan's a guy who's not just going to get sit by and just take it from a guy he doesn't respect. He respected AJ, and it was at a point in his young career, AJ Brown, where he's shown this guy's got a chance to do something in this league. And the hope is Will Levis can do that. And my biggest hope for the Titans heading in to this offseason was, I don't want to have to come on here, John, and say, they didn't give him the talent. They didn't give him the wide receivers.
Right.
They didn't build around him.
They didn't try and address it in the draft. They didn't give him good weapons. Yeah.
They've done that. Yeah. And you've put all the chips on the table to Will Levis and say, go show us what you can do. Because you got 2 years to do it, or else we'll have to start looking for another quarterback.
Tony in Nolensville joins us. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah. Good morning, John. Good
morning, Tony. What's up, man?
Tell you what's up is y'all talking about bringing in that other wide receiver with the Titans. I said last week when I started hearing that, I said that, you know, Treylon Burks is on his last leg, and he might as well. We all see the writing on the wall. He sees the writing on the wall, and it's either produce or go. And I think that's where he's headed. He knows it, and I just don't know what else to. what anybody else can say to the young man. So,
well, my best advice to him, Tony, is just, you know, come in, show up, be in the best shape of your life, put your head down and work. And just, you know.
And work, grind.
Right.
Grind.
And like I said, put something on tape either for the Titans or, you know, 31 other teams in the
future.
League.
Your
yep,
future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just keep your mouth shut, say all the right things, and just work, just grind. And, you know, live with the results, you know.
And if there's ever a time for Vanderbilt to pull some upsets, it's this weekend, isn't it, in baseball?
You're not wrong there, Tony.
I mean, this is where, you know, the hitting has deteriorated, the pitching's deteriorated, but if they were ever going to put something together for one good weekend, this would be a great weekend to do it. But their work's cut out for them. Everybody knows it. And you've got to play the top team in the nation this weekend, got to play the top team in the division next weekend. So their work's cut out for them. And,
yeah, we're going to learn a lot about this Vanderbilt team over the next couple of weeks, Tony. You're 100% right.
Well, right. You're right. And the silver lining this past weekend, John, was not being swept all three games. I mean, not to be swept. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Not to be run rude all three games. That was the silver lining, not to be run rude Sunday. But Patton, I don't know if you kept up with them, but them Austin Peay Governors are playing some good baseball. And they watched them this weekend, all three games, and it was a fun series to watch down at Stetson, which has always been a very well-known baseball program. They've hosted regions and, you know, and almost got to the World Series twice, or three times maybe. But, yeah, it was a good weekend for the Govs, and they've got two left. They're at a tough place this weekend at Central Arkansas, but Patton, we can maybe hang another banner for the eighth son if they can just take care of business.
Absolutely. This Coach Fanning has turned into quite the hire, and I know Jared Harrison just signed a new deal for Austin Peay to be their AD, but his hires, Tony, I'm sure you'd agree. I mean, it's unlike any other.
Right there.
I mean, three straight.
Y'all will love this.
Yeah, Tony.
I've listened to some of his interviews. He's got the same energy and passion that Scotty Walden had.
Oh, you know how I feel about Scotty, man. That was my dude.
Well, you ought to get Coach Fanning on and talk to him. And I tell you what, he brings the same energy and same passion. I think you'd like this interview.
We are definitely going to get him on the show in due course, Tony, for sure.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Tony. There he goes, Tony in Owensville.
Yeah,
always enjoy his suggestions on how to.
Coach Fanning, he just carries around a 2 liter of Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay, so he's that dude. He's always energetic.
Amped up.
Yeah.
He got
hustle
kicked.
Culture, sleep when you're dead.
Exactly. got thrown out of game one time and started chugging the 2 liter while he was walking off the field. So there's clearly a type of guy that Gerald Harrison likes. And I think when you're at a school like Austin Peay, John, somebody's got to create the energy. Now, yeah. Clarksville's starting to take to maybe this program a little bit more than the past. I mean, I've been to the Dunn Center. To me, that place should have been filled a lot more than it has been the past couple of years. But you're getting characters in there that makes people want to go out and spend their money, hard-earned money to go watch games, and they're winning too, which
that's
is
part of it.
Important.
I mean, not only do you have to be, like you said, for programs like Austin Peay, and I think you nailed it, not only do you have to be the head coach and win football games, you got to kind of be the ringmaster too. Like, hey, come on, you know, come on, check us out. We're going to give you a great show. And there's so much momentum, I think, with that football program created, you know, by Scotty Walden and his predecessors. You know, if you're a new coach now, you want to keep up that momentum. And that's very important, you know, for that community out there in Clarksville. You saw it with the basketball program getting to their conference tournament championship game and having a chance to go to the NCAA tournament after, unfortunately, the weather issues that they had, the tornado.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that coach, I forget his name, forgive me.
I can't remember either.
That guy.
That's okay.
Brought that community together and said, hey, we're going to carry this community on our back and try to go to the NCAA tournament and make us feel good about everything. So
yeah,
that's part of it, right? You're a head coach, but you're also the ringmaster. Hey, it's the greatest show on turf. I'm running things. That's what I really admire and respect Scotty Walden for doing. He won games, but he also created excitement in the process.
Right, and that's kind of been the blueprint for the past couple of programs. So if this next guy doesn't do it, you'll have fans saying, well, we had it so good not only a couple months ago. Everybody was really excited. I mean, they were breaking attendance records at Forterra Stadium, the football stadium at Austin Peay. So it's a program that, especially with the move to the A-Sun, I'd say some sports a little tougher than others. I think football is definitely tougher than what it was maybe previously in the OVC. And basketball, baseball, Tony was talking about Stetson. That's a program that would run through a lot of programs, mid-major. I think they've done the right thing. You hear talks about them wanting to make that jump up to the next level, to the FBS, maybe a couple of those conferences. Want to be careful doing that because you don't have a firm foundation, and I don't think Austin Peay does just yet. Who knows what'll happen further down the road, but you need to have a firm foundation, because if you don't, you look like some of these other schools that really have no business being in the FBS and some of these other conferences.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, let's break a little early. When we come back, the legend, Eli Gold, will join us. The new voice of the Nashville Cats. We'll do our weekly Nashville Cats segment. And after that, take your phone call. Stick around, WNSR. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal.
Hey,
we're
going to
have multiple guys willing to come here and understand what it means
Friday
to wear
to
the Kentucky uniform.
The General,
this is bigger than
right
themselves. That's
going
to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy as the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Well, it is time for Cat's Corner, our weekly visit with the members and prominent figures of the Nashville Cats Arena football team. 1-1 now after a loss last Thursday at Albany. Joining us, well, he really needs no introduction, the legendary broadcaster and voice of the Nashville Cats, Eli Gold. Eli, good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Sitting here in Dallas, Texas, I'm speaking at a dinner this evening, the Stallings Award,
nice.
Named after Coach Gene Stallings, is being given out this evening, and I am one of the speakers. So I'm sitting here in the courtyard of the hotel, enjoying a nice, humid, but comfortable morning.
That's great. I had the pleasure of having you on my Sportsline show a couple of weeks ago, and it was really great finally meet you in person and chat with you. Well, listen, the Cats start off with that great win over Minnesota, 47-12. A great defensive performance, especially in arena football. Game two at Albany, a short week. You go on the road, and it was 51-41. That's more like what you expect from an arena football game, right? High scoring on
it
both
is.
Ends, correct?
Yes, 51-41, 70-60, something like that. That's usually what you see in the Arena Football League. It was just a game last Thursday night that was replete with penalties, and that was a major factor. A number of things came into play, but penalties were a significant part of the ball game.
Obviously, you called football for many years at Alabama. We know about your legendary career there. How are you making the adjustment to calling arena football? It's everything's condensed, and there's more plays, and there's different rules and stuff like that. How are you making the adjustment, Eli?
Well, I'm doing okay simply because this is not my first time to call the Arena Football League.
Right.
Back in the day, in the original Arena Football League, TNN, the Nashville Network, had the rights, and they had me doing the broadcasts along with Sam White and Ed Cunningham, and Jill Arrington was our sideline reporter. And then once the games left TNN, they were picked up by NBC, and NBC hired me to do the Arena Football League. So I have done AFL games for many, many years, and though it's been 5 years, I guess, since I had done one, but it came back to me very quickly. The one thing I did do, however, is I sat with the rule book, and I read it cover to cover. I read every paragraph, everything, just to refresh my memory. Other than that, though, we've had no problems with the broadcasts.
Eli, of course, you've been able to watch the Cats and some of their players during this offseason and in practices. You never really know what to expect from some of the other teams. How impressed have you been with some of the other talent from some of the other teams, the two teams the Cats have played so far?
Well, how do I put this nicely? Minnesota, I was not impressed with at all. They're a startup team. Not that the Cats aren't, because it's a startup organization, but Dean Kokinos has put together an outstanding team, whereas the Minnesota Myth, taking nothing away from Ricky Foggy, the head coach there, they just were overwhelmed by the Cats. Now, last Thursday, even though the coaching staff has undergone a few changes, Albany is a very, very good team. They're a chippy bunch. They play and they make sure you are going to be getting hit. It is not an easy game to play, and when Nashville and Albany got together, you knew it was going to be that kind of a night, and it turned out to be. You know, the Cats didn't lead until the last few seconds of the opening half. And then, of course, in the second half, it went back and forth. And then Albany took the lead and eventually pulled away. But I was impressed with Albany. I don't think there's any question, and I have not seen anybody other than those two, but I don't think it's a question that in our division it is going to be Albany and Nashville, one and two in one order or the other. I'm not sure how it's all going to play out. It's just been two games now, but those two teams are very, very good. Minnesota needs some work.
Eli, what was that first home game like a couple weeks ago for the Nashville Cats, seeing all the fans file into the arena and kind of, I would assume, getting to interact with a few of them and getting to call a Nashville Cats win?
And not only that, do it alongside your buddy Pete Weber. Yeah. That, you talk about two legends doing a game. My gosh.
Yeah, Pete and I have known each other for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, and we've been dear friends. And, of course, when I did the Predators on radio, Pete was doing the TV with Crispy, so we traveled the NHL together, and you know, I've known Pete forever, and it was wonderful working with him. We just had a great time, and you know, I was really impressed by, I knew Pete had, you know, was around football for years, did a lot of stuff in Buffalo, I knew all that, but getting to work with him was really very, very special. I really enjoyed the heck out of it. And the other thing that really impressed me is that the fans brought out, they were fans not only of the Predators, and the reason I know that is because when they introduced the starting lineup for the Cats game, the fans started saying, "You suck," and that's what they and that's what they do at Bridgestone.
Yep.
And you know, and then when they introduced the coach, they said, "And you suck too." You know, so I said, so Pete and I looked at each other. I said, "Oh, there's some hockey people in the building." There were also a lot of jerseys from the original Nashville Cats.
Nice,
going back to the original incarnation. And I said, "Well, we all knew." That those guys, those men and women, hadn't moved, well, some have, but not everybody had moved. So you knew there were a lot of folks in Nashville who used to turn out in great numbers at the Bridgestone Arena, and those folks have come back out. So it was a lot of fun. It really was. Met some youngsters from you know, different area universities, people who want to be broadcasters, fans who knew me from Alabama. A couple of guys came up with Crimson Tide jerseys on, nice, asking me to autograph those. So it really made me feel very much at home, and it was just a great time. It really, really was.
Awesome. Well, they're looking for another great time this Sunday. The Philadelphia Soul coming in, a 2:30 kickoff here locally, and we look forward to hearing you, Mike's side, for that game, Eli.
Thank you. It'll be a lot of fun. I don't know exactly that much about the Soul. I'm still doing prep work on them. Had to travel today, but I'll get back to prepping for them tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, and I'll get to know a whole heck of a lot more before we sign on this weekend.
All right, Eli, have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
My pleasure, fellas. Take care.
All right, the great Eli Gold. That's a great story he told.
Yeah, very cool.
You knew that would happen. Eli Gold saying, "You suck." I think that's a promo. I think we're going to have to
We might have to clip that.
Oh, great stuff. What a gentleman. Like I said, I had the pleasure of having him on my Sportsline show a couple of weeks ago, and just a wonderful, gracious man and a true legend in broadcasting. So there you go, Eli Gold. You can, if you're looking for ticket information or anything like that with the Cats, go to thenashvillecats.com. TheNashvilleCats.com. We'll take a break and close up shop, WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Ew.
Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for a short 2-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Closing up shop here on a Tuesday, WNSR, John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Patton, the text line is blowing up, I understand.
Yes, we got a few texts over here. A couple NBA first. This is from Kevin. The Timberwolves defense was suffocating last night.
Denver is
in serious trouble.
I agree.
They totally lost their composure.
Yep.
Jamal Murray
was throwing stuff on the court.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What an absolute mess. The Knicks versus...
You know what? I'm fine with it because I don't find the Nuggets very likable. Joker's just kind of like, man, Murray's kind of a punk. They're a great team. And Michael Malone is like, it's Michael Malone, not Mike. Shut up. Get over yourself.
Knicks versus Pacers was a prize fight, Kevin said. Great matchup and a great game. Totally agree with him. And then one more NBA.
Kevin, you're spot on, man. Kevin said. I know. It's a kinder, gentler Kevin. No, he'll get back to busting my chops soon. But I'm here for it.
One more NBA, and then we'll get an NFL from Doug. The biggest general fan texted in, what would be your preferred...
Wait. There's a new general fan who's an even bigger general fan than general fan?
Yes, this is another buddy of mine texting in.
Oh, okay. I thought it might be Lexi.
No, gosh, no. Gosh, no. What would be your preferred NBA Finals matchup, John Burton?
Oh.
I'll give you mine.
Please do.
I will. I'll say the Cavaliers, of course.
Of course.
And what's the weakest Western Conference team I could finagle my way in?
Mavs, Thunder, Nuggets, or Timberwolves?
Give me the Mavs.
Yeah, I'll go Knicks Mavericks.
This is selfish, of course. Now, box office, give me the Timberwolves and the Celtics.
Yeah. I mean,
no offense, JB.
No, none taken. But obviously, I'm going to pull for my Knicks.
Imagine saying Minnesota and box office in the same sentence. But that's what they are right
Ant-Man
now.
Ant-Man is box office, yeah. Bro. He is must see. You know, there's no question about it. So, well, hopefully my Knicks can get there. Cavaliers Celtics game one tonight, 6 o'clock on TNT. The nightcap 8:30 also on TNT. Mavericks and Thunder. So that's game one in that series. NHL tonight. We got Hurricanes Rangers game two. My Rangers up 1-0 in that series. Avalanche Stars game one. That is going to be a terrific, terrific series. Avalanche Stars. My goodness, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Stars here, battling just to get there.
Yes. Here on these airwaves, we've got 6:05 pregame, and then the Red Sox and the Braves. And speaking as a New York Yankee fan, I say go Braves. Kick the Red
what you're
Sox
saying, John?
Arse. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
One quick text here from Doug. Zay Jones just made a visit to the Titans. Tyler Boyd last week. This is something we talked about. Is this the handwriting on the wall for Kyle Phillips and Treylon Burks?
Sure feels like it.
Not to mention Wilson Central grad and UT Martin seventh-round draft pick Colton Dowell, who's recovering from knee surgery. I will say this for Colton Dowell, more of a special teams guy. So and I don't think...
He kind of proved his worth on special teams.
He did, too.
I think Rand Carthon would love to keep him on the roster.
Yep. Local guy.
Yep. And just a great guy. Interviewed him a bunch last summer. What a great kid. Phenomenal kid.
And we've heard Doug talk about him. And we trust Doug here on this show.
Oh, yeah. If you can't trust Doug, who can you trust?
Exactly. Nobody. That's all. That's who.
All right. Good job today, buddy.
Thank you, John.
More wedding stuff? What do you got going on?
No wedding stuff for me today. I'll be stacking an apple or two. They have moved from our parking lot, John Burton. So
okay.
We are able to exit the premises.
Very good. McFarland's at 2. They welcome your phone calls and they mean it. Braves baseball tonight, 6:05 pregame, taking on the Red Sox up in Boston. Everybody, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.